Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So we've been reporting on record heat around the country, including places like the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Arizona's no stranger to heat, but this is a record breaker or a potential record breaker of a fire that's going on. The Wallo Fire spread across 310,000 acres. Smoke from the blaze has been witnessed in six states. 3,000 people have been displaced in some way. Joining us with a sort of statewide view of what's going on is news director for KJZZ. Joining us from Phoenix, Peter O'Dowd. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So what are the vulnerabilities and what communities are most threatened at this point? And I gather the report has been all week, I don't know if this has been fleshed out at all, that an abandoned campfire may have started this fire.
You know, that's still under investigation. It is believed that it's human caused. The fire officials that I've spoken to say there had been no sort of natural events, weather events that would have, lightning, for instance, that would have sparked this fire. So, yeah, right now they are investigating a campfire. You asked about people who were displaced. The towns of Eager now, just in the area, is under an evacuation order. The town of Greer on Monday was evacuated. And then last week, 2,000 people from the town of Alpine were sent packing.
You know, in Eager, Arizona, the chief deputy of the county sheriff's department is named Brannon Eager. So these are towns with small populations, widely separated. How difficult is that to monitor the sort of human toll that this fire is taking?
I think it is a little bit difficult to know. It's pretty sparsely populated. You know, I spoke to one woman who is still in the town of Alpine, and she was helping her lodge that she runs. She was helping the emergency crews stay there. She was letting them stay there. And so she said, you know, when people come back here into this town, they are going to be completely devastated. Now, none of the buildings have burned yet, though there's about 10 buildings have burned. But for the most part, the fire crews are keeping a line on the town. And so, but when people finally get back, I think that they'll be pretty surprised the way the landscape looks around those towns so far.
And describe the geography here. I mean, we've been getting reports of the weather, you know, not cooperating with firefighters at all. We had 60-mile-an-hour winds yesterday. I think it's 35-mile-an-hour winds today. Any sign of a let-up? And is this pretty much an uninterrupted path for the wind?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the fire loves wind, and there has been a lot of wind, as you say. Forecasters that I've spoken to say they expect the winds to stay really pretty strong at least through the week. One person I spoke to said they weren't expecting any containment whatsoever until at least next week, and that's, you know, assuming that the weather gets better. By the weekend, they're hoping the winds will die down a little bit, but it's windy up there, and it doesn't really seem like it's stopping.
We're speaking with Peter O'Dowd, news director for KJZZ in Phoenix. You know, Peter, people in Arizona are pretty used to wildfires. They're used to seeing smoke all the time from controlled burns, and they're, like the people in California, are too nervous about earthquakes. I guess people in Arizona are like more complacent to a certain extent about fires, but people there are scared by this. Is it just the size of it that's making people nervous?
Oh, they're terrified. I mean, literally, I haven't been up there, but the people that I've spoken to up there, I mean, say that it is almost like Armageddon up there. The skies are completely dense with smoke, and when the sun's, you know, the sun is basically blotted out, the it's orange glowing in the distance just about everywhere you go. And the sheer size of this fire, I mean, the fire burning is approaching the size of the city of Phoenix. And so this is a gigantic fire, and I think you couldn't help but be terrified of it.
Peter O'Dowd, news director for KJZZ in Arizona, watching the situation of the Wallo Fire in Arizona, second largest in the state's history, could actually surpass the largest fire in that history. It may cross the border into New Mexico. What is the fuel for this fire? And we've already heard reports of people saying they need to wear gas masks to be anywhere near it.
That the fuel is, there's so much fuel, and that's one of the problems. A forester that I spoke to said that some acres in Arizona, including in this area, have about 700 trees an acre in them, when that acre might be better suited for a few dozen trees.
Wow.
So lax thinning over the years has really got these forests just packed with fuel, and that's what's making, one of the things that's making it really hard for the firefighters to get a hold on it.
Peter O'Dowd, news director in Phoenix, Arizona at KJZZ. Thanks so much. Here are some voices from the Wallow Fire.
It's causing a lot of tension, a lot of tears, and a lot of anxiety.
First you think, well, it's not going to affect you because it's so far away. You really have no idea until it's right up on top of you.
Combination of the weather conditions and the terrain, it's just something that we haven't seen in this area in a really long time.